And I've done my best in this presentation to address issues of employees and claimants as well. If you look at the book, a lot of people would take a look at the book and read between the lines and see how much there is in there that benefits employees as well, because after all, the more you can help employers achieve compliance with labor and employment laws, the better off employees will be in general as well. So, real quick, I'm going to cover some really in the tall weeds matters that come up on a regular basis, and especially for practitioners of employment law, this is something that your clients really need to know about because it comes up all the time with our tax department, LLCs, limited liability companies, and other corporate entities. Sometimes people get confused over the different tax treatment that the IRS allows under the Internal Revenue Code pertaining to various federal taxes, and they think that the state unemployment tax is going to be handled the same way. One of these differences comes about in small, closely held corporations or LLCs, and the members or the single shareholders and so on. There's a lot of tax issues there, but the attitude of my agency is that if it's an LLC or any kind of corporate entity, the sole shareholder or the member or the managing member, whatever it may be, is employed by their entity. The entity has some kind of corporate status. It enjoys special privileges under Texas law pursuant to that corporate status, and part of the price is that they are also regarded as employees of that entity, and for that reason, they need to report their wages to the TWC and pay unemployment tax on those wages. And the follow-up question is, well, how would I ever be able to claim unemployment benefits? That is possible under the law.